This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today on Lifestyle Friday, we are really looking at why more people are turning to journaling as a daily lifestyle habit. Mr. Jones, it's a big learning curve, but you'd be surprised at how journaling literally is becoming a lifestyle in Limpopo. We are talking about journaling as a lifestyle. And why more people are turning to pen and paper to reflect, to reset, and to stay grounded. And we're going to be joined by a lady who works actively in facilitating journaling and supports, you know, people to build emotional resilience and productivity. We are talking to author, literary advocate, and founder of Journaling for the Future, and Ntabi Singh Chauke is joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Jones, and morning to all the listeners. I'm good, and how are you?
No, we good. Jones feels lost. He's so lost. He's really lost. So I hope by the end of the conversation, he will begin to see the light. That's what I'm hoping. But in terms of saying, you facilitate journaling that supports sessions that are focused on well-being and productivity. Maybe let's start with understanding how journaling can realistically help someone manage their emotions maybe or stay focused or in their daily life. Or you can just explain to us how you use journaling.
Okay, all right. Thank you once more for this opportunity to bring some light, and hopefully I'll win Jones by the end of this conversation and many other listeners. You know what, Mpo, like journaling, or rather let's say the gift of putting your thoughts on paper, you know, it's such, I always call it a game changer when I speak to other audiences, because now, this is when you journal, you're intentionally practicing, right, three things. You're writing down, it's either your thoughts, it's actually quite broad, but I'm just going to summarize for this conversation so that I can, you know, make our audience understand. It's the intentional practice of writing down your thoughts, your feelings, it can be your reflections, it can be your goals, it can be your experiences, and now this should be a habit or a lifestyle that we adopt, more like, you know, how we adopt the lifestyle of exercising. So this is a mental regulation tool for the mind. And I always put it in 3 points. You think of journaling in this way. It's a mirror for your mind. It's also a map for your goals. And it's also a safe space for you to reset and realign, which is something that we all need, especially in the hectic schedules that we have. So yeah, in the summary, it's more or less like that.
All right, Ntabi, for someone like Mr. Jones who's saying, you know, this journaling language is all Greek to me. I don't understand a thing. Where do they even begin? Let's look at the simple starting point. How does it look like?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the question, Jones. I think, you know, to even put an emphasis on it, as much as we are males and females and generally more, it's more practiced by women, let me say that. As much as we are different genders, remember, we have a mental or an inner soul, an inner being that needs attention. So that's where journaling comes in. So if I was to ask you to start it in simple terms, I would ask you to do things like gratitude journaling. But let me go to you, Jones, and you see as a case study, like you're working on radio, and I'm going to speak more on productivity journaling. Did you know, Jones, that you can actually improve or increase your chances of productivity at the workplace if you did some bit of productivity journaling, some gratitude journaling? In terms of productivity, I want to speak about planning. I want to speak about, you know, putting your tasks on paper, you know, for the day and all of it. So journaling, if you really want to adopt it as a lifestyle, you should be doing it now. You should be having a notebook or a diary on your table that ties into your productivity as a radio host, as a whatever facet of life you want to look at. So I would say the first step to start is by starting by productivity. Generally, we are busy people. You know, our productivity in our workplaces can actually increase, you know, if you start with productivity generally. The second one I would say gratitude journaling as well, but I won't go much into that. I want to really give a practical example in terms of productivity journaling.
You know what I'm saying? What Jones did not know is that he journals on a daily basis. You see, the productivity journaling you just explained, that's Jones 100%. Every day without fail.
But I didn't have the slightest idea
he
was
didn't
doing
know,
it.
I also didn't know that's journaling. Because I thought journaling was writing, dear diary, today Jones bored me. Like, today Jones was bored. Dear diary, like, I didn't know there's something called productivity journal. I swear, that's what he does. He plans, he has something, he's writing, he's planning, his tasks are on paper, he's literally, like, his thoughts, he's, you know what I mean? Yeah. And during the show, he's referring to those things, he's getting ideas. When he gets an idea, he jots it down. Mr. Jones, you are journaling already.
I've been journaling for some time.
Sometimes
he did not know that you belong to a club.
He didn't know. He did not know. He could be the leader of the club. This one. Sometimes, if someone takes one thing from this conversation today, and they want to start journaling today, what's the one tip that you can give them as we wrap up?
Okay, as I wrap up, I want to say that our mental wellness is very much important. You start productivity journaling, obviously it will decrease anxiety and all of those things. In terms of, I would also want to encourage our listeners to do gratitude journal and to also put their emotions on paper. Because I always love this quote, I'll close by it. It says, like, journaling is like whispering to oneself and listening at the same time. So already it's a psychological process that is regulating your mental wellness. So I want to say to all the listeners, everyone out there, take a notebook, put your thoughts on paper, whether it's your plans, whether it's your goals, whether you're being grateful for something, but start using this game-changing tool to regulate your mental wellness. Yeah.
Devin, thank you so much, and all the best with all your endeavors for the rest of the year. That's author, literary advocate, and founder of Journaling for the Future, Ntabi Seng Chauke.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.